Now, I cannot wait. My God.
Talk some beer. My old buddy Bryce is here with Golden Eagle. Dan Kopman's here all the way from St. Louis, Missouri. He wants to talk about how great the Cardinals are and how awesome Schlafly beer is. And Barry's here, too. And I don't know if he's going to chime in or not, but he's here.
I'll chime in now.
Okay, you feel free.
You got talking to the mic, though, my friend.
Tell me about Schlafly beer and the background on it. And I guess Bryce is very excited, and he told me I should be very excited. It is coming to the Little Rock Market finally.
Yeah, we're actually kicking it off this week. It's been in the works for quite some time, and rolling out this week, draft beer only.
Draft beer only, okay.
Packaged beer will come first of the year.
Okay. Yeah. So tell me about the background.
Well, we're the other brewer in St. Louis.
The other brewer.
Yeah.
Okay. Very
so
good.
So 21 years ago, people thought myself and Tom Schlafly were pretty crazy. We built a new brewery, the first new brewery since Prohibition, in downtown St. Louis, or just west of what is known as downtown. So 21st and Locust Street is the original Schlafly tap room.
Mm-hmm.
And people gave us a few weeks. They figured, these guys are stupid. They're nuts. you're building a small, a new brewery, within a few blocks of the world's largest brewer. And in a part of downtown that had been abandoned for many years. In fact, the building was, before we bought it, had been vacant for over 30 years and had been used to film Escape from New York. That was filmed just in west downtown St. Louis. Yeah, the filmmakers were looking for a post-apocalyptic lower Manhattan, and they found it in west downtown St. Louis.
Sounds about right.
Yeah, but fortunately, we were sort of one of the first, but part of a real revival of that neighborhood, and now it's a thriving, residential and entertainment area.
Well, variety is a spice of life, without a doubt. So, what's your beer background? I know you. I can see from your bio here that you've been around and studied a bit.
Yeah, so. So I was born in St. Louis, where you have to believe in beer and believe in baseball. Those mm-hmm. are your two sort of, it's kind of like on your passport. You're from the People's Republic of St. Louis. You will believe in baseball. You will believe in beer.
And you're a hockey fan for bonus.
Well, and yeah, when I was growing up, the Blues had just started in St. Louis. So everybody, who was 2 feet tall and could put on a pair of skates was playing hockey. And so I became a hockey fan. But then I went away to university and ended up in Scotland. And after university, I went to work for a brewery in London called mm-hmm. Young's, and then a brewery in Edinburgh, Scottish and Newcastle Brewers.
Wow.
So I was there for a decade, and then my...
Well, you took it seriously.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. What happened was, when you
I like how you call it, the Europeans university.
Yeah.
And college.
He goes on holiday, too.
I go on holiday, too, yes.
Probably three weeks out of the month on holiday if you're European.
Yeah, I am just confused. It's two people separated by a common language.
I respect that.
But, no, my wife is from Scotland, and kids now, one back at college in Scotland, and one thinking about heading that way next year. So
very cool.
It's a good a lot of airplane miles, but otherwise it works out well. I was really interested in beer all my life, and when I got to the UK I realized there was more to beer than American light lager.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when you grow up in the United States in the 60s and 70s, it was Bud Light, Miller Light, Coors Light, that was beer. When I got to Scotland, it was like, wow, pale ale, what's this? Stout, mm-hmm. what's this? Porter, what's this? And that was that sort of, I got the bug, and I was fortunate enough, in fact, through a friend in St. Louis who was a supplier to the brewing industry and had supplied equipment to these breweries in London and in Edinburgh, got me an interview, and they hired. They were dumb enough to hire me. And so that was great. I spent almost 15 years working, and then my partner, Tom Schlafly, and my father were lawyers in St. Louis, and one day, Tom came for a visit and said, "This beer is amazing. We got to do this in St. Louis." And I said, "You're out of your mind. You're crazy." And next thing we built it. So, we've been at it a long time, and we basically make all the other beer styles that aren't American light lager.
How many different styles do you have?
At any one time, we've got 10 beer styles available. We'll make over 50 different beers a year.
Oh wow! Okay, great.
And so there's a huge variety. And We basically set out on a really simple mission. We wanted to make some really great beer and throw some really great parties. And we're very focused on our local market. We have the two breweries. There's tasting rooms at each brewery. And we do a lot of festivals and special events. And we generally take advantage of the fact we're working in the brewing industry, because if it's not fun, it isn't worth doing.
That's exactly right.
And we have a great time with it. And, we know we're still that other brewery in St. Louis, even though there's been the changes with... you know, Anheuser-Busch merging with an international firm and becoming, you know, part of a worldwide multinational brewing company. You know, they still have a big presence in St. Louis, and we work actually pretty closely with them on some big events. And, you know, St. Louis is America's beer capital, and we're just the other brewery from that beer capital.
Have you guys been accepted into the Cardinals? I mean, are they open to you guys, or are they shunning everyone else?
Well, obviously, they've got a long-standing relationship with Anheuser-Busch, and we're not going to get in the way of that. You know, I used to, as a kid, sit in the bleachers and watch Gussie Busch come out on the Clydesdale Hitch on opening day, and everybody would shout and scream, and it was always wonderful. I mean, at that point, probably Gussie was onto his third wife, and that was awesome. And you know, he was a man about town. He was quite the character, at least the stories I've heard. You know, he was older when I was. You know, I was young when he was running Anheuser-Busch, but it's part of the culture in St. Louis. I mean, it really is. And so we've found our place. And yeah, yes, you can buy Schlafly Pale Ale and our summer seasonal summer lager when Busch Stadium is the de facto largest bar in St. Louis.
I dig it. So what's the deal now? We're getting draft. You said, right?
We rolled out with draft this week, and we're going to bring packaged beer into the off-premise, your convenience stores and liquor stores and grocery stores in January.
In January.
Yeah. We're taking a little bit different approach to rolling out a brand to generate some interest at the bar level.
All you got to do is just come on the show once, and then absolutely. I think you had it all set. We could have started it this week. So how many different locations will have it around town?
I would say within a couple weeks, 20 or so.
Okay.
The best way to get it, if you're in a bar, ask for it. If
ask for
don't
it by name.
Have it,
Schlafly. We were talking about after several Schlaflys, it may be hard to ask for it by name.
Schlafly.
That's part of the enjoyment.
It's part of the fun.
I mean, we're in the beer business, but we're in the memory creating business.
That's it.
You know, we want to make sure that you know you enjoy a few great beers, have a nice evening, and
let me ask you a question.
Good memory.
At one point, did you say let's call it Cotman's or Dan's?
Uh huh. No, we didn't have that idea.
Yeah.
The Schlafly name is an old St. Louis family name. The Schlafly family has been around in St. Louis for many, many generations. And in fact, a part of the family used to live here in Arkansas. They used to own Mountain Valley Mineral Water.
Oh, wow.
And
great stuff.
And yeah.
We got in the back.
Drink a lot of water, Dan?
Oh, I love water.
Lots of water. Well, we've got great brewing water in St. Louis, and that really helps make great beer. That's one of the reasons.
A lot of people realize that it is true about the water, and that's what they say about like New York pizza. Nobody can replicate it because of the water there. It just has that unique taste. And
plus, guys cuss at you while you're eating it. It's awesome.
Yeah. No, but it's true. There's something to it.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Pat, the last time Pat drank water, and I mean, there's a lot of people that we know that are guilty of that. If it's not steeped in hops and barley, we're not that interested in it anyway. So.
No, it's a big piece of why St. Louis became a brewing center, because the water is just perfect for brewing.
Yeah.
And so that it's a great. It's a great beer town, and we've been we're a fairly large, small brewery.
You can say it? Yeah.
And you know, we have been very well received in St. Louis over the past 21 years and earned our place, and now we're just starting, really, to sell beer outside of St. Louis. And
I was going to say, what took so long? It's been almost 10 years now. You guys have just now getting to Arkansas. What happened?
Well, what happened was that our sales in St. Louis grew quicker than we anticipated. When Anheuser-Busch was sold, that really did have an impact on our local market, and we had to sort of just wait and see what was going to happen there. And we expanded, but we're going to need to do another expansion in the not too distant future. But we're really happy to finally get here. We've been talking to Bryce and for a long time.
Good job,
and,
Bryce.
But we didn't want to. Come here and say, okay, here's a taste of it, and then say, well, we don't have any more, because we make this huge variety of styles, and it's challenging to make sure that people get to try them, and that's the big thing with Schlafly beer, is that it's not just one beer style. So you might have a pale ale and say, well, I like that style, but what else is there? And so Kolsch is a great style. That's a really great transition beer from light lager into bigger, fuller flavored beer styles. Kolsch is a style that originates in the town of Cologne in northern Germany, and that's where my partner's wife is from. And it was at their wedding that I met a brewer from Cologne, and a couple of weeks later, a container of their yeast strain, the special yeast strain they use, showed up in St. Louis, and we've been making Kolsch ever since.
Plus, as you know, Pat, everybody from that town smells fantastic.
Yes.
So. I've actually done time. I mean, not like that, but
done
I've been there.
Done time in Cologne?
Did you play ball there? Did you play some hoop over there?
We went through there, yeah.
Yeah, most Americans who do that, I'm going to do that three-week Eurail pass. The Cologne train station is a much loved location because every train in that part
of Europe.
We flew
into Leipzig.
Yeah.
Leipzig, Germany.
Yep.
Ooh, it still looks like a day after World War II ended.
Yeah.
It's amazing out there.
So
I know why they drink a lot of beer.
We need to put a party together and have like a dinner, a beer tasting.
That'd be awesome.
Dinner party somewhere.
Yep. Beer and food has become a real piece of the beer business.
Yeah.
I mean, we don't want to become like the wine business, essentially. The wine business is pretty much all smoke and mirrors. You know what I mean? It's a lot of vocabulary for fermented grape juice. you know, there's red and there's white.
That's a lot of money for some grapes, isn't it?
That's a lot of money for some grapes that you're spending.
That might be a little bit of an oversimplified version of it. But yeah, I got you.
You buy the grape juice, you ferment it, and
Look, we have much more of a, we're more of a, we have a, probably a bigger beer listenership than a wine listenership, but.
There's a great variety in beer, more variety in beer than there is in wine. And now what's happening is people are discovering that, especially cooks, you know, chefs in restaurants, and they want to do more with beer. So there's a lot. Of activity, a lot of beer dinners going on around the country, a lot of tastings. It's really cool.
Let's get you back in town and you. Yes, fine.
Good,
let's get you back
I got
in town.
A great thing to pair that up.
There's
with.
No doubt about it.
What you got?
Cigar.
Ooh, there you go. There you go.
I love it.
We're gonna have to take a time out, but guys, we want to welcome you back at some point in the not too distant future. Maybe we can put together an event. We'll work with Bryce. Maybe we can put something together. Get you back. I don't know how often we'll be able to get you down to Arkansas, but maybe we can get you down here soon.
It's a short flight.
Short flight.
Yeah, I know. It's really easy to get here from St. Louis these days. So.
Well, Dan, great meeting you, and good luck with the brand here in town. I think you're gonna do very well, and with Bryce's help, I'm sure you'll go through the roof.
Yeah, and if you or any of your listeners are up in St. Louis, please come and see us at the brewery. There's the Schlafly Tap Rooms at. On 21st Street, just west of the core of downtown.
Okay.
And then Schlafly Bottle Works is our larger brewery, and it's about 10 miles west.
Awesome.
Out in St. Louis County.
Good deal. Looking forward to it. We'll have to get out there and check it out.
On your way out,
yep.
Stop by Maduro. Great place. Maduro Cigar Bar and Lounge, 109 Main Street. Something Little Rock has needed for a long time.